Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Hello, ladies. It's Kiki Strickland, your married in 2 years or less dating coach. I'm here to help you find the love you've always dreamed of. And today we're bringing you another great show on how to improve your love life. Or actually, in this case, it's how to improve your life in general. I have a special guest with us today. But first, as always, let me tell you what we have coming up. I am going to be speaking at Lord & Taylor in Chevy Chase Friendship Heights area. I think it's about a block from the Friendship Heights Metro. On October 22nd, that's a Saturday, it'll be from 1 to 3 p.m. We are going to be talking about flirting and dating and clothes. We'll probably have a little fashion show again for those of you who came to the last one, which was earlier this year. So mark your calendars for that. Again, that's Saturday, October 22nd. 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And the great thing about those events is that they always have coupons to shop in the store. So you'll get a great savings on whatever you want to get there. All right. Some of you are already signed up for our retreat cruise for this December. We are going to be working on our love lives together as well as enjoying Dominican Republic and Grand Turk, which is one of the Turks and Caicos Islands. I have never been to either of those ports, even though I've been on several cruises, and I cannot wait to see the islands. So if you're interested in my retreat cruise this December, then go to my website and check under events. There's a tab specifically for retreat. We will be going to Martha's Vineyard again next summer, so get ready for that as well. I'm going to be adding a couple more retreats to my lineup. So if you are a person that loves to travel while you are getting breakthroughs and doing inner work, then this is definitely something you want to join me for. Speaking of trips, we're also doing Paris again in April of 2017, and we're doing Italy in September of 2017. So if you are interested in either of those two destinations, and these are not retreats, these are just trips, sightseeing trips, then again, my website under events has a special tab called Travel, which is separate. So go to my website at KikiStrickland.com for more information about all of what I just mentioned. So today we're going to be talking about overwhelm and finding life balance. My special guest is going to be talking about that. She has a free offering that she also is providing to everyone who contacts her, and you'll hear about that at the end. But basically, the reason why I wanted to do this topic is because when ladies come to me, they inevitably always say they're too busy, they're not taking time in their life for their love life. They have spent thousands of dollars on their education, and now they're spending thousands of hours at work, working for someone else, spending their life at their job, maybe going home, maybe going to church on Sundays, maybe going to the gym every now and then, but that's all they're doing. And really, that's not what they want in their life. What they really want is a husband and a family. They want the life that they can enjoy and where love is in abundance and happiness reigns. And instead of focusing on that, they're working day in and day out and stressed and overwhelmed and not taking time to even enjoy what they have. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. My guest speaker is Whitney Danielle, and she's a lifestyle coach. She seeks to share with you the techniques that she has learned over the years that have brought her much happiness and success. Whitney is a certified health coach, and she said that her main goal is to help you prioritize and balance your life. And I definitely need to teach my clients how to balance things. I had one client just recently saying, you know, it seems like this dating thing is so much work. Why do we have to work at this? Why can't it just be easy? And, you know, you work at everything else in your life. I just mentioned education and climbing the corporate ladder and getting to the position that you want. And people spend time, effort, money getting there. Why shouldn't you be putting all of that effort, time, and money into getting what you really want out of life? That's the most important thing in your life, in the end, your family and what you've created, the love you've created, the husband, the wife, the spouse, the children that you're going to have. One of the things I like about Whitney and listening to her free podcast is one of the things she talked about is focusing on your ultimate goal, your ultimate outcome of what you want. And if for most of you that's love and marriage and having kids, then maybe you should now be taking the time to focus on how to get that. Whitney is an avid yogini, a juicer, a reader, a writer, a socialite, a mediator, and meditator, and she tends to always be up to date on health and wellness trends around the world. You can visit her website at WhitneyDanielle.com. All right, so let's listen to the interview that I did with Whitney. All right, hey ladies, it's Kiki Strickland, your Married in 2 Years or Less dating coach, and I'm here with Whitney Danielle. Whitney, good morning, how are you?
Pretty good, how are you?
Great, so the ladies are listening, some of them are entrepreneurs, some of them are CEOs of businesses. We want you to tell us about your coaching business and how you got started.
Awesome, so I am a certified health coach, and what I do is I help entrepreneurs and people who are in the corporate world find balance between work and life. But we typically focus on the life side because most of the people that I work with love what they do. They love their companies. They love their job. They're climbing the corporate ladder. But they really want to make space and make time for other things in their life, whether it's dating, whether it's just networking in general, building their group of friends and colleagues, making space for better health care, and just making sure that they're taking the time every day to take care of themselves, because we can't give to others if we're not giving to ourselves. So really, I just help prioritize. I work with a lot of people around setting boundaries, learning when it's okay to say no, when it's okay to indulge, and really make sure that you're feeling good every day.
Love it, love it. So my clients are, some of them are in the military, some of them are pretty high up at their corporations because they have taken the time to get that education and to climb the corporate ladder, and you're so right, they don't usually have balance in their lives. Most people tell me that they go to work and they go home. They might go to the gym. They might go to church, but they're really not taking time to do other things. So how do you actually work with your clients to get them to find that balance?
Exactly. I have the same thing. They'll come home from work after working a 9 or 10 hour day, and they sit and they get some to-go food from their favorite restaurant, and they watch Scandal and drink wine, and they wake up the next day, and you know they do the same thing over and over. And so what I like to do is really try to figure out what it is that they are interested in, what their why is. So we love our jobs for different reasons, right? You love your job for different reasons. I love mine. And so do other people. But it's really getting clear about why we do what we do so that we can get clear on what it is that we want to have or what we want to experience. So if you're really someone that needs companionship, or you're someone that, I don't know, wants to just feel more alive in the morning, because some people aren't morning people, but they are. they just don't know it because they haven't taken the time to get clear. So we really just work on figuring out what it is that you want, because every day you're working 60 hours a week or 80 hours or however many hours, and it's going somewhere, but what are you reaping? Are you reaping what you're sowing? Yes or no? And if the answer is no, we try to get to the bottom of that and figure out why and then how we can change it. And honestly, it's mostly baby steps. Once we get clear, once you get clear, Kiki, that you want to have a Doberman pincher and that you want to go on hiking trails with your best friends, once we get clear on what it is that you want, then we can work towards getting it. And it's just a process.
Love it. I love it. So most of my clients and most of the ladies listening to this show are single, and they do want to be married. And I know you're not in the dating field like I am, but I know that I noticed on your website that you mentioned a little bit about dating, and you yourself are taking time with your busy schedule and working with your clients to find time to date. How do you do that, and what are you currently doing?
How do I do that? So that's a great question. One thing that I always make sure, and I've been dating for a while, and one thing that I noticed is that I get the results that I kind of put out. So when I put into the universe this whole feeling of ambiguity and not being clear about what I want, not being clear if I'm ready for someone, not being clear if I want to share space or share time and share energy with someone, that's really what I get back. And so I've taken a lot of time to do the work to figure out what it is I actually want, because we have all these pressures, right, from our family, from society, that we need to be here, right? We need to be married and in love and living in this, you know, amazing house, and we're supposed to do all these things, right? But that not always, it doesn't always match what is in our hearts. So once I got clear that I want to share with someone else, I've been able to get better dating benefits back. And so what I like to do is I make space, I make it a priority. If I'm in town and if I want to schedule a date, I make sure I'm taking the time to build and to get to know people. And I'm also being open with it, open with my friends. I'm not hiding it. It's not something that I need to be shameful of or, you know, embarrassed about, that I'm looking for love. So when I'm with my friends, if they care about me, I will absolutely tell them, look, if you know someone, they always say that, you know, meeting people can happen anywhere at any time. So I try to expand my options there and get those numbers higher, and I tell people. And it's not that I'm, you know, going around telling everyone that I'm single. It's just I let people know where I'm at, because people will often respect that. And then if they see someone or they know someone, they'll be thinking of me because I will have planted that seed. So that's pretty much what I like to do. I try to make space, prioritize, and really be patient.
Awesome. Awesome. I love it. And I know you said that you tried Bumble, which is one of the phone apps, and it's more geared towards women being the initiator. How did that go?
I actually really love it. So my coworker, he's a couple of years younger than me, and he was kind of just, he was telling me that I need to do it, and I was kind of resistant. And when I notice that I'm being resistant, there's typically a reason why. And I looked into it. I kind of meditated on it for a few days, and I was like, you know what? What have I got to lose? What have I got to lose? Literally nothing. And so I downloaded the app. I found some really cute pictures. I put up a great profile, and I literally got results immediately. And I started conversing with different people and seeing what was out there, and then it just went further and further. And I noticed the conversations with certain people were really great, and those are the ones that I kind of kept my interest in. And, yeah, I went on a few dates last week. It was really exciting.
Perfect. I love it. And I think that some of my clients would also like Bumble because it kind of puts the woman in charge in a sense. But okay, let's talk about your free offering. I know you have a gift for people who go to your website or who contact you, and it's all about overcoming overwhelm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. So I created this 15-minute audio on how to stop overwhelm before it stops you. And I did that because I noticed for myself when I got overwhelmed or when I got these feelings of, I would just feel it in my chest, and this feeling of where I'm being pulled in a gazillion different directions and I can't really focus for more than 1 second without a phone going off or someone asking me a question. And I can literally feel this buildup of just stress and tension and anxiety. And I wanted to figure out a way to stop it. And I wanted to figure out a way to be proactive, not to just be reactive. And that's where a lot of people get stuck. We react to the negative things in our lives instead of trying to kind of rewind a bit and get to the point where before it even starts to take over. Because once it starts, you know, it's hard to stop it. It's like other stuff that happens. So I created this overwhelm audio, and it's not very long. And I really think if you listen to it and you go through it, it'll give you some really great tools that you can use. And you don't have to use them all at the same time, but it'll give you some really good points of views on how to stop this, because we are really busy. If you're an entrepreneur, you're busy. If you have children, you're busy. If you have a big family, you're busy. You know, if you're trying to work and you're in the consulting or sales industry or finance, you're busy. And we really need to make sure we're taking care of ourselves. So I'm super excited about this audio. I have a link to it, which I will share. And if you want it, you can also email me, WhitneyDanielleCo@gmail.com. I will totally send it to you on Dropbox. And you can listen to it whenever you want, in the car, while you're doing laundry, in the shower, at the gym. Listen to it and start implementing.
Awesome. Great. Ladies, definitely go to Whitney's website, which she's about to give you, and get a copy of the free podcast on overwhelm. I thought it was awesome. So how can they get in touch with you? Tell us again your email address and your website or any other contact information that you want to give.
Sure. So the email address is WhitneyDanielleCo@gmail.com. That's my personal email. So for all of you all that are listening, you have access to my personal email that you can email me on and send me just send me a little bit about, you know, why you want it, or if it's something that you want to just share from my website, WhitneyDanielleCo, and I will shoot it over to you. And when you get the link, you'll see it's going to ask you to subscribe to my newsletter. On that newsletter, I will send out every week some kind of crazy, interesting story, probably with a photograph attached to it. It's a lot of fun for me to create these newsletters, and they're all about work-life balance, about prioritizing things, setting boundaries, all the things we've been talking about, and I will definitely share some stories about that. Even overwhelm can happen even with dating, right, Kiki? It can happen at any point.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Great, and I think most of the ladies are probably thinking you're here in the Washington, D.C. area, but you're not, but it seems like you're everywhere. Every time I talk to you, you're in a different state or even a different country. So does it matter where you're located?
It doesn't. The internet is a beautiful thing. Technology is a beautiful thing. I am always available via email. I work with my clients via Skype, on the phone. If I'm where you are and it happens to work out, because we communicate so often, we can obviously meet up in person. So I work with people all over. I'm in different time zones, but I'm really good at balancing time zones now. I grew up a military brat, so my dad was always overseas, and we moved around quite a bit, so I've been very good with balancing time zones and different schedules and making the time for other people. So feel free, definitely, to reach out.
Awesome. All right. Any last words for all the successful single women out there who are killing it in their workplace and in their businesses, but are struggling when it comes to work-life balance and even finding love? Any last words or advice for them?
Absolutely. I will say definitely do not get discouraged, and to really seek help. I think people don't realize the power of having someone on their side that's kind of a cheerleader for them. So never be afraid to ask for help, and to always stay encouraged. I think as women, we're always taught that we have to, well, a lot of us are taught totally different things, but a lot of us are taught that we need to put certain things above other things. And I think, you know, that's great for certain people, but you have to get really in tune with what's working for you. And if you need help, definitely ask for it. Believe me, it will totally work out for your benefit by reaching out and getting the help you need. Work-life balance does not have to be a chore up there with cleaning your bathroom and going grocery shopping. It can be something that's really, really, really amazing. And there's no point in going to work, in my opinion, and going to work or working with people in your entrepreneur business and not living the life of your dreams. I feel like you should have both. You should definitely have both. So I really appreciate this chance that I've gotten to speak with all of you. This has been amazing.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you joining us today. Thank you so much for sharing a little bit of your expertise, and I'm sure that the ladies will be reaching out to you as soon as we get off this call. So thank you, Whitney Danielle, and we'll have you back real soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Great. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So that was Whitney Danielle at WhitneyDanielle.com. Make sure you go and sign up for her free audio on overwhelm, where she discusses the steps to overcome it. I thought it was great. So it's really easy to get. Make sure you do it today before you forget. So while she was talking, I was thinking about the movie Mahogany. It's an oldie but goodie. Diana Ross, Billy Dee Williams, they're trying to have a relationship. He's pursuing politics. She is a designer, and she becomes this great success, an international model and designer, or she's trying to get her designs to be as successful as her modeling career has turned out to be. And she's doing all these great things, making all this money, traveling the world, and Billy Dee Williams comes to visit her. And she's pretending to be happy. She might even think that she's somewhat happy, but down deep, she's really lonely. And he's trying to make the relationship work. And one of the things he says to her as he's leaving, because she is not pursuing the relationship and has actually broken up with him, and tells him to go back to the ghetto so she can live her life in Paris or wherever she was. And he says, you know, success is nothing without someone you love to share it with. And that is one of the greatest movie quotes, lines of all time. And it just reminded me, listening to Whitney talk about life balance, how we strive to succeed and to compete with the Joneses and to have the most expensive house on the block, and for our interiors to look like magazines as far as our furniture and all of that. And down deep, if we don't really have that love in our life that we're seeking, and some of you want to be mothers, you want to have babies and have someone call you mom, that's really what your heart's desire is, yet you're not seeking it. So maybe it's time to start pursuing that avenue, and that's what I am here for. So sign up for a free consultation on my Married in 2 Years or Less program or my Meeting Mr. Right group so you can find out how to do this thing successfully and be on the path to being married in the next couple of years. It shouldn't take long once you get serious and strategic. I had two weddings in 2015. I have two weddings coming up now in 2016 and four engagements. And this can be you. So contact me at kikistrickland.com. Sign up under the program page for a free consultation and come back for other great shows on how to improve your love life. All right. Thank you. See you next time. And in the meantime, happy dating.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place, and please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.